go. All right. And today we have in with this Vice Mayor, Mr. James Curran. How are you doing today,
glad
sir?
Glad to be here today.
I'm glad to have you here. I know that we had a meeting last night, and you said it was kind of a quick one.
Yeah, we got through a pretty quick agenda last night. We just had a change order and then had our agreement with the FCC Church on the donation, possible donation of that building to the city.
Oh, now, what does this entail? You know, we talk about a possible donation. So we have a letter of intent to what, explore?
Yes. I mean, what we've just done is trying to answer some preliminary questions about how the process will work over the next several months. They involve several things. The key thing being we're going to conduct a feasibility study on the feasibility of a convention center or conference center that could potentially be used for that site. There's other interests in that site, the History Museum and some other things, but the council's appropriated $50,000 to do a feasibility study for the a convention center, conference center, so we're off embarking on that right now. And we've got kind of the ability then to take over that facility or have that facility donated to the city as that feasibility study unfolds and we determine what uses we could probably use for the building.
That's going to be an interesting study because Bartlesville is one of these cities that continues to grow,
right.
and it does. And with growth, there's need for some things. Now, this is a big part. This is a big building. It's a big set of buildings, I should say.
It is, and a very historic building with just tremendous architecture on it that's evolved over since the 1907 or something. Mm-hmm. So it's been a part of our city for many years. We have a convention center at the Hilton Garden Inn. It's smaller. It doesn't provide everything that a conference center might involve in terms of breakout rooms and things like that. But the piece of property itself sitting next to the community center, Price Tower, and Tower Center is just something that the city has a great opportunity to look at and shouldn't not have that opportunity because it's connected to so many important parts of our city down there that we really have a great opportunity to see what we can do with that property.
Isn't it what they say in the real estate business, location, location, location?
In that particular piece of property it is. And the FCC, the Board of Trustees there has gone through just an arduous process to get to this point. They've looked at a lot of opportunities to try to expand the church or grow, and this is a very difficult decision for them to cease operations at some point next year and actually sit there and donate the entire facility and property to the city. It's very thankful to those people and their hard work that they put in the last several weeks to bring this together.
You know, my mind wonders a little bit how this might look. I know that there's nothing final. This is only an agreement to take a look at things and examine things from all different angles. But it seems like a great opportunity, but you always have to measure that at what point is there a diminishing return, and I guess that's where the study comes in.
Make that's sure where the study will come in.
We
wouldn't want to build something that we wouldn't use,
so
we want to look at that. We want to find out if it can pay for itself as a convention center, conference center, and if there's enough traffic that will bear that we could utilize it. So, I mean, that's what the feasibility study will tell us, and then beyond that, we'll make other decisions. If it is not a feasible project, something that we that wouldn't pay for itself, then we'll look at other options.
I'm sure you've already heard ideas from just about anybody.
Well, we've heard several, but certainly there's a great interest in the History Museum.
Yeah, there is.
At City Building, which is a great location. There's no rent there. Utilities are paid. It's really a low-cost operation to have it there. It's not the most accessible, and I think it's a little undersized for a lot of people's wishes. So a larger location would be suitable for them.
What else was accomplished last night?
I just had a change order for our it wasn't a change order. We were expecting it to do a new lining on the Sooner pool last night.
That's right.
Got
that
done. So we've got a great project going up there. We've got some slides going in there. It's going to be a multi-phased operation. But our first phase is $2.3 million. We're going to put in some new water slides, but eventually have a lazy river and some other things in there. But the first thing we needed to do is to line the pool and make it better. We've been wanting to do that for several years. So we had appropriated $100,000, got the bid in at about $97,000 last night, and going to move forward with that for next spring, so it'll be available.
That is going to be sweet.
When it's
finally done, it's really going to be nice.
It's a great pool. Great pool.
Oh, it is. Great.
Yeah.
And it's going to keep the kids there a little bit longer, too, especially the older kids.
Yes. Yeah. These are some of those more teenage things that are fun for kids a little bit older than what we have at Frontier Pool with splash pad and things that we have there. So we'll be able to cover both sides of the or both spectrums of the ages or the age groups for kids that like to use our pools.
Well, we've got a brand new year, and with a brand new year that some say it comes with more challenges. I say it comes with more opportunities.
That's, I agree with you more. I tell you, we just finished out the year with 6 or 7 months of sales tax that have just put us in a new a place. We've just never seen the increase in sales tax we've had over the last several months, and gives us a lot of optimism for this year, but we've got to be cautious and prudent. We don't know how long that'll continue. But business has been very good in Bartlesville, despite COVID and the pandemic this last year. It's very surprising. It's not surprising. It's just very pleasing to see how well the city's done.
One thing that's taken me by surprise is just how many shoppers, diners, folks looking for something to do have been out after Christmas. Now, leading up into Christmas, it was pretty good.
Yes.
But it didn't stop. It might have become a little bit more intense.
Yes, it was. I mean, when I was out shopping locally here, I talked to several retailers, and they were all very pleased and somewhat surprised at the level of business they've had. I can tell you the restaurant business has been good all over town. Our restaurants have done well the last quarter of this year. And but yes, there's people are, you know, I mean, I think they're cautiously, you know, excited about the next year. And we've been through two really tough years in this country, and I'm pleased at the resiliency of Bartlesville people and our communities and how we've pushed through it.
We've come through like a team.
We have.
And our citizens, we may disagree on some things, but on the big things, we all agree on one thing. We need to move forward. We have been.
We have. We've done that well, and we've had, I think, great leadership at our city level between our city manager and our administration and our council, and Mayor Corplin has done a great job with the council. We've all stayed focused on what's important for the community, and that's the health and the welfare of the community, and then we've stayed focused on trying to grow the community as we've worked through this whole process.
I saw the fella down there at Lee Lake. Looks like he's getting his stuff all ready to
he
go.
Is.
It might be cold. He didn't care. He's moving his stuff.
I know. I've driven by there a couple times. He's piling it all in there. One day it's just going to all be out on the water someday. So it's going to be a fantastic addition to Lee Lake. So we're that just came out of nowhere, and surprisingly so, but it's just going to be a great addition. So.
Oh, indeed. And we've got all these nice little great additions coming up. It seems like we've got buildings just sprouting right out of the ground.
We have several. And, you know, I'm pleased that the restaurant business is doing so well. Mm-hmm. We've got a new smoothie shop coming open. We've got Slotsky's coming open. We've got a Bricktown Brewery opening. So people are seeing the vitality of the community, and they're choosing to open businesses here.
Well, you know, the folks in the construction industry aren't hurting too bad around here, because those are providing jobs whenever
sure.
new buildings go up, or when some buildings are being refurbished to bring in new clients, like
yep.
we saw at the old Kmart.
Yep.
They
yes.
put together a lot of workers.
Yes, we've had a very productive year. I mean, on the economic development side, David Wood has done a tremendous job. That Kmart place, you know, 18 months ago was just an eyesore, and today it's just got cars in it. So a nice looking retail center. So we've come a long way. Eastland has come a long way. We've got a new coffee shop coming in there at Eastland next to the Chick-fil-A there. So that shopping center's changed dramatically in the last couple of years, too. So really have been a positive couple of years for the community over the last couple of years.
Another thing that I've noticed, too, Jim, is that at Washington Park Mall, people are not looking at the mall as what we thought of a mall back in the 70s and the 80s. They're repurposing a lot of different things.
Sure.
Everything from a worship center to an outlet store to this to that to anything. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a traditional mall.
There's some malls like that in Tulsa that have refurbished like that, and they have DMVs in them. They have social services in them. They have a variety of other offices and establishments, businesses in them that are not retail anymore. So along with some retail stores that are still in there, there's food and there's some small restaurants that cater to the people that are using the mall. But yes, I mean, that mall is going through a transition, and it's struggled over the last several years, but it's good to see that hopefully we'll have some activity out there.
You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing cars there.
Cars. That's a good thing. Even though we lost Buffalo Wild Wings out there, Dunham's has done well, and I know Dillard's is still seems to be doing pretty well with their outlet store that they have there. So it's really that mall is changing, and hopefully for the better.
Yes. You know, we've been hearing some things with the county, and I don't know how this relates to the city, but maybe there have been discussions about perhaps a new fairgrounds that's south of town. Now that's out of the city limits, and I understand that.
Sure.
But have there been any kind of, hey, what do you think's going across the...
Well, there's been a lot of that, and it's really been pretty much in the county commissioner's wheelhouse to work at, and so the city's just very supportive of anything that they think that they can come up with, and how they can fund it is the challenge, of course. So we'll just see how that develops in the future. But we could, for an all-purpose arena type of situation, I think there's a lot of need and it could be a lot of need and necessity for that out there, for ag shows and car shows and things like that. So I'm hopeful that they come up with some way to move forward with that project.
And if it works, just remember, folks, if the hotel rooms were good enough for Hollywood, they're good enough for all y'all.
They're good enough for here. And we've got a new hotel coming in out the casino.
Yeah, right. 72, 73
rooms out there. So we continue to grow our hotel rooms. So we've been full, you know, with the movie here for the last couple of, for the last several months. So they're now available. I had some family in town for Thanksgiving and finally got some rooms available. But so it's been good and bad. But no, the movie's been wonderful for the community, and probably part of our sales tax growth has been related certainly to having the movie company here for the last several months.
James Gert, anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, I'd just like to remind everybody we do have a funeral service today for our departed Ed Gordon at 10 o'clock today at First Baptist Church. And Ed was, as you heard on the council meeting, was loved by everybody on there. I've known Ed for many, many years. When I was on the council previously, he was the director of public works, and I got to know him very well then. And then with my term on the council now as city manager, my first term that was there, I got to work directly with him. But he's been a great supporter of this town. Jim Bonsack passed away, which is another tremendous supporter of this town. And then as a Mayor Dale Copeland reminded us all, in October we lost
Ted Locken.
And so we've lost three really great community leaders in the last part of this year. But it's just a credit to how many good people we have in this town that have helped this town daily, put everything they have into making this town a better place.
I got to tell you, hats off to you and the council and to everyone involved. And of course, as we remember, Ed, every time you go down the street, something new is happening, something positive is happening, and it just seems like we've been building on that for a long time, and let's see if we can't keep it going into the future.
And we're very blessed, and we do have a very productive and concerned and tuned council. We're all focused on growing our community and making a safe and place for people to come and live, and we're seeing people move in town from all parts of this country that moved here and enjoying the serenity and the peacefulness, the easy to get around, the safety, the retail shops, the restaurant. We've really helped create a better community over the last several years to attract people and have them want to stay here rather than move to Owosso and commute up here, or live in Claremore and commute up here. We've really given them a lot of better reasons to stay here in the community.
Folks who come here over the summer, I can tell you this, they take a look at that green space we've got there at Unity, and they say, wow.
Yep.
We didn't have that in our big town in California. We didn't have that in our big town in Kansas. We didn't have that in our big town in Texas. But by golly, you got one of these here.
We do. And if you lived in one of those big towns, it took you an hour and a half to get to, and you couldn't park within 3 miles of it. And we're fortunate enough to have one in our downtown, and there's occasional parking problems getting to and fro, but you can always walk a block or two and be right there.
I was going to say, a half a block ain't going to kill you. Probably add to your life.
Yeah, and maybe a couple of stoplights when there's a lot of traffic. But you can usually be anywhere in this town in 10 or 15 minutes, even if there's heavy traffic. So, again, we're blessed to have such a great community, and a lot of good community leaders, our chief of police, everybody else have done a great job. So it's a very, very great, good community.
Hats off to Tracy for his ride home campaign.
Yes.
Seven people took him up on it. He said they had absolutely no business behind the wheel, but they sure were a fun company in the backseat of that
car. That's been a great element he's added. And Trevor Dorsey told me last night that him and his wife put something out on Facebook, and they ended up running some people home themselves last night, Trevor and his wife. So, I mean, on New Year's Eve. So we've got a lot of people that are really adding to the community. It's a good time to celebrate a new year, and it's nice to see responsible people know that they need a ride home and stay off the streets. Keep everybody safe.
Jim Kerr, thank you for being with us.
Glad to be here.
All right, folks, you've been listening to our Community Connection on K1, the one you trust.